all you, you must be pretty frustrated given some of your statistical dominance in the game.
Yeah, look, it's a frustrating game, obviously, at the end. Yeah, we won in every sort of category, but, yeah, I think just their experience at times and our inability to sort of connect, you know, some of the ball movement was really good, and then, you know, kicked at the opposition and, yeah, so just key moments in the game, and obviously inaccuracy, you know, 3-6 in the third quarter makes it really difficult. So, but, you know, we're a young team, and to come over here on 6-day break and play against a team like that and, yeah, win in every category and should have won the game, but... yeah, from our point of view, it's a harsh lesson for the guys, and yeah, hopefully we learn from it.
That onside 50 count is just unbelievable. Have you ever experienced a game like that where you've been so dominant and yet haven't come away with the win?
Probably not, but I mean, sometimes when it's like that, it's a little bit distorted because, I mean, what you tend to find happen, they come in multiples, comes out, goes back in, comes out. So there's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of. Space there for your forwards. I think we played, from memory, Josh, you can help me, I think we played Bulldogs last year and they were 19-1 inside 50s against us at one stage, but it didn't feel like that because it's more goes out, comes straight back in, and sometimes when that happens, you don't actually get as great a chance to score as if the ball's going out further because their players aren't exiting the 50. But yeah, I felt we did enough to be able to win the game, and it was just the key moments. And, you know, as I said, the execution of kicking for goals in the third quarter, even Watsy's one that hit the post, Dorsey misses completely. Yeah, so just those moments that really hurt us.
Does it still feel like a step forward given, I mean, not many teams come over here and beat the Eagles, but the guys put in a real good effort today?
Oh, yeah, for us it is, definitely. You know, we'd love to win the game, there's no doubt. But I guess part of analysing the game is looking at the, you know, sometimes you have to take a little bit of a look away from the scoreboard in days like today because contested ball we won, tackles we had 90 something tackles, uncontested possession inside 50, so really all the key stats we won, but their experience and just probably some free kicks, I think it was 10 free kicks in the last quarter. But I remember round two of my first year, we got beaten by 90-something points at the MCG. You know, 2 years ago, last year, you know, we did well for three quarters. So, yeah, look, it's a huge step forward for us and hopefully the young guys and the players learn from it.
Well, is that the next step in your development, that you have to learn how to actually win these tight games as a player?
Yeah, probably just, as I said, the next stage is more around the execution and the composure. You know, I think we look at Hawthorn this year, they've won five games by less than a goal, or, you know, because in the key moments of games, and that only comes with experience, knowing exactly what to do, where players run, you know, playing together for often enough. Yeah, I think you'll agree, you know, we kicked it back to them too many times. You know, we're streaming through the middle of the ground, looked like we're going to go forward, someone messed it up. Yeah, you know, again, they're just really about composure and experience. And as we get more experience as a team and play more games together, and, you know, the players get more confident in each other, you know, those inside 50s turn into scoring shots.
His development today, he was one of your best decision makers. He must be wrapped with how he's coming on.
Yeah, I mean, he's a classic, you know, just really picking up the speed of the game, you know, which is terrific. That comes with continuity. You know, he's been able to get into the team and sort of stay in the team. You can see, you know, there's no doubt, you know, having the year out last year probably helped him. He'd say it wouldn't because of his knee, but being a year older makes a huge difference. We saw that with Jesse Hogan last year. You know, we see that with the young guys, like Clayton Oliver compared to Petraka, Clayton gets pretty tired pretty quickly and still got a lot to learn. But track as a 19-year-old or a year older than you know, his first year, has the ability to stay in the team and then pick up the pace and keep getting better each week. Whereas, as I said, the first year players find that a lot harder.
Well, two deliberate out of bounds pinged against your side in the last quarter. Is there any confusion? Are you comfortable with the way they were unplayed this afternoon?
Well, they're free kicks because they were paid, you know. I'll say it this way, I'm not going to miss the rules when I finish at the end of the year because, anyway, enough said. Thanks, guys.